I'm FreePod host Alan Wenzel, and I'm pleased to host this week's in-depth interview with Tim and Charity Hayden from FreePod. They're joining me today to talk a little bit about the beekeeping enterprise they've started at their home just north of town. First of all, Tim and Charity, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I'd like to begin by asking you, how did you get interested in beekeeping? What started this interest in bees?
The property that I hunt on, which I've hunted for quite a few years, has had beehives on their property every so often. And I've just always been interested, always went and stood and watched them. And they always amazed me. And I guess that's kind of how I got interested in a little bit. And then Charity bought me a beehive for Christmas of 2021. She bought me a beehive and I did a lot of reading on it. And that's where it all got started, I guess.
So 2021, 3 years later, you've got an operation going here, Tim. Tell us a little bit about how many hives and how many bees. And
well, it's really a pretty small operation. Right now we have 4 beehives. We had 5 a little while ago and one wasn't doing so good. So we kind of combined it with another one. So right now we've got 4 beehives in operation and they're all looking really good. We got our honey supers on them and everything is going good that way. Hopefully, our plan is to maybe split one or two of them after we take the honey supers off. And then the big project is to feed them and keep them going. And hopefully, they make it through the winter.
You said that your wife, Charity, got you a kit for Christmas. What comes in a kit? Do you get the hive and the bees and the queen and all of that? Or what do you get in the mail?
Well, what she got me for Christmas was one large box, one beehive, which is one large box. And a few tools that go with it and what have you. From there, we bought some suits and we had another box to it, another medium box. So we started out with 2-box hive. I guess, and as far as the bees go, there's a couple different ways you can get bees. We actually bought a nucleus of bees, which comes in a plastic box and there's like 4 or 5 frames of bees in there, a queen in there, and they've laid eggs and everything in there. It's kind of a good way to get a head start. Otherwise, you can get a package of bees, which comes in a box or a cardboard box even, that you can get shipped through the mail. And there's a queen in there too, but there's no brood. They haven't laid any eggs or anything yet. So the nuke is kind of gives you a good head start.
So how long did it take you to, from the time you got the bees to start to get honey, does it take a while for the hive to develop? I assume that it does. Are we talking weeks, months, a year?
We actually got the bees in April, mid-April or so. We got the bees and got the nucleus of bees. And a lot of times the first year you don't get any honey, but these bees really did good. In fact, we ended up with 2 nucleuses. We were only planning on one. We ended up with 2. So we had to buy more hives and ended up with 2. And the first year we got a fair amount of honey from it. And the honey is usually July neighborhood, 1st of July till 1st of August. 1st of August, you usually take the supers off. And then again, then you work with the bees to try and get them strong enough to make it through the winter.
Wow. Charity, I assume this is a partnership here, this beekeeping operation. What roles have you two carved out for each other in this enterprise?
Well, we really do a lot of the hive inspections together. It always is a good idea to have the more sets of eyes on it, the better. A lot of times when we're looking for the queen, one of us will see it before the other. Just helping, to pull out frames from the hives, everything like that. It is easier with 2 people.
And just have another set of eyes on the operation. You might notice something that the other person might miss.
Right, right. And we'll bounce ideas off of each other as to, well, what do you think I should do? Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, speaking of that, it sounds like you two got into this without any experience with bees. How do you know what to do? How do you keep up with the challenges of keeping bees active?
Well, when we first got the hive in January, we started to call around to find out where we get bees from. So we called a place in Pecatonica that does beekeeping. And she said, no, we don't sell bees or anything. But, she gave me some couple ideas. And hung up the phone, and like 2 minutes later, she called me back and she said, we were just talking about it. And we remembered that the Byron Forest Preserve does a beekeeping class once a month. And she said, as a matter of fact, one of their January classes tomorrow. So we went down to it and have been going every month since.
Every month. Wow. And you learn a lot at each session, I bet. Something different.
Yeah, we do. Jeff Ludwig is the so-called instructor. And it's not really a class per se, but it's a get together of sometimes there's 10 people there, sometimes there's 50 people there. And he talks about different things and everybody puts in their 2 cents and you can ask questions and if you have any problems, you can ask that. And it's just like somebody said one time, though, you can ask 10 different people and get 10 different answers.
Yeah.
But that's helped a lot.
I imagine you take a notebook and you come home with all kinds of pages scribbled with information.
We started out that way, yes.
Well, speaking of learning about beekeeping, what are some of the biggest challenges you run into trying to keep some hives of bees active?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you kind of learning what to look for a little bit and, you know, deciding what to do from there. You know, there are some diseases that you have to watch for. There are mites, which are little bugs that can get in there and do things. There's hive beetles that can get in there and do things. And I think it's just kind of watching for them and knowing what to do about it and how to treat that stuff. And then again, like I say, going into winter is the biggest thing. You want a strong hive going into winter.
Have you been able to get your bees through the winter pretty well so far, the winters that we've had?
So far, yes, we've done pretty good. The first year we had 2 hives and 1 made it through the winter. Last year we had 3 hives. Well, we ended up with pretty much with 2 hives going into winter and they both made it through the winter, yes. And they say in this climate, this area, that it's about a 40% survival rate.
So
feel that was pretty good.
So if you have 10 hives, you might only have 4 at the end of a winter. Wow.
Possibly, yes.
Wow. So what's ahead for your TNC bees? You've got how many hives? 4 now, Tim?
4 right now.
Are you planning to expand or get several more or 1 more or keep it where it is?
Well, next week sometime, we're probably going to take the honey supers off and I'm going to look inside those hives a little closer and see once. But I think we've got at least 1 hive we need to split and then that'll give us another hive.
Now, what does that mean, split a hive? What does that mean?
If a hive gets too many bees in it and not enough room, they'll swarm. They'll leave. About half the bees or so will usually go and take the queen with it. So then you end up with a small hive, small amount of bees, and no queen. Sometimes they'll make a queen themselves and do it that way, but it depends on how much time they have for winter. So we'll split one. We'll actually get another queen and then take some of these bees out of the one hive and just start a new hive with it.
And you'll have enough time before winter to get that established, you hope, and
we hope
get
so,
through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's always something happening. What have been some of the biggest rewards for you as beekeepers?
We probably go out about every day and just look at the bees and see what they're doing. And just it amazes me what fantastic creatures they are. And if we did nothing with them, they would probably figure it out. But it's nice to be able to take care of them. And we love walking around the flowers in our yard and our neighbor's yard and seeing the bees on the flowers and knowing that, you know, they're helping us and we're helping them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a hand in that. Yeah. And all of your friends receive honey and lip balm. Tell us a little bit about some of your products.
Well, the first year we had a fair amount of honey, not a lot, I guess, but we gave most of that away to friends and family and what have you. And then the next year we kind of did the same thing, gave some away, but we also started selling some, just putting that money, we call it our honey money. And, you know, that kind of goes towards buying new bees if we need to, new equipment if we need to. And I guess this year we've had more honey. The most we've had yet has been this year, and we are giving some away, and we're also selling it.
I noticed little units for sale down at Tim's Auto Care. Your son Jeremy has got them for sale on the counter there, and I was in there the other day with another car issue. Sure enough, there was some honey for sale. So that's great.
That's one thing we told him when he took over. We asked him if he would sell honey for us down there. And he agreed.
Could you help us in our retirement by selling some of our honey? So if someone wants to start out, and I've been thinking about this too, and I know I've talked to the two of you about how to get started. What are the two or three pieces of advice you would give someone who wants to get into this?
I think you have to read some on it. There are many books you can read about. There are videos you can get into and look at. And I think you need to talk to somebody and go actually visit their hives like you have. I think you need to do that. And I think you need to get into some kind of a class type thing. I shouldn't say a class, but like down at Byron Forest Preserve. I know Stevenson County also has a group that gets
together. Oh, they do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that, mostly because I've been doing the Byron one.
Sure.
But I know Stevenson County has one too. I think you need to get into something like that, even before you get your bees, just to kind of get an idea of this is really what I want to do or not.
So go in with your eyes wide open about what it is you need to do or pay attention to, and then find a place to get information, a resource that can help you answer questions and help you as you go along.
My biggest thing when we first started was all the different terminology, you know, the hives, the frames, the nukes, it was just all kind of foreign to me. And Tim had read quite a bit on it already, and he still reads constantly. He gets magazines. He is on, you know, there's Facebook pages with bees. He's always looking at something and getting ideas about things. And, but just getting the terminology down helps a lot. So you know what people are talking about.
I would guess that maybe one question people would have if they want to get started is, gee, do I have the right location to put bees? You know, you can't just put them anywhere, I assume, but I mean, big yards, small yards, can someone have it in the backyard in town, or is that not a good idea? Where do you locate these hives?
I think you can pretty much put one anywhere you want to, other than I have heard or read that, you know, some communities might have restrictions if you were in town. There might be some restrictions that way. I mean, there are places you want them to kind of face south, southeast. That's the best way to do it. Some people don't do that and get along just fine. You know, they need a water supply somewhere close, whether you supply the water or whether we have a little creek in the backyard, which works great. But, you know, I think they can go anywhere. And, you know, in nature, they live in a tree. So
oh, true. Mm-hmm. So there may be some spots better than others, but it's just pick a spot and watch your hives and use good sense as how you manage them, I guess. Tim and Charity, this has been a great conversation. Any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners about keeping bees?
Well, the one thing that Tim always says is it started out as a hobby and it's become an addiction.
It's been a lot of fun, though, and it's really enjoyable. And like Charity said earlier, they're amazing. We just go out there and watch them, and just watch them fly around. And sometimes you can go out there and they won't bother you a bit. And then, I don't know, there's a day where they're just ornery and they won't leave you alone. But
sounds like humans, too, at times. Well, bees are certainly important to our survival as humans in terms of how they take care of pollinating the crops and the vegetables and all that we eat and consume. So thank you for your efforts at keeping the bee population alive and healthy in Stevenson County. And thanks so much for your time. We've appreciated talking to both you, Tim and Charity, and good luck with your bees.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you. It's been fun.